It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Sir Elton John, who just revealed he is donating $1 million to the Australian Fire Relief.
The people who lost their lives and their homes. Therefore, tonight, I will be pledging $1 million. I love it here so much. To see what is happening here breaks my heart. And so we have to come together and we have to fight. This is my bit toward it, and I love Australia so much.
Aw, that's super cool. Also, Kylie Jenner donating $1 million. And it's lovely to see everybody's really stepping up, because this is going to be a really, really long recovery effort. And I mean, they're still fighting the fires.
Yeah, it hasn't even stopped yet. It's got
a ways to go. Well, over on Netflix, they just dropped the official trailer for Killer Inside the Mind of Aaron Hernandez.
Someone has allegedly murdered two people and then played an entire season as a professional athlete.
Can't wait to be free.
That we know of.
What? Isn't that insane? It's a three-part documentary series about the late NFL star's murder case, and everyone is saying this is going to chill you to the core. So be on the lookout for
that. Are you
going to
watch that? Like, will that scare you, or you actually want to check it out? Because you're watching you now, which is kind of scary.
I would definitely. I think those. It's very fascinating. Especially, I like it's just like three parts. You know what I was addicted to? Did anybody watch that O.J. Simpson on
yes,
FX?
That was so good. I was also addicted to, what's the one with Teresa Halbach? Making a Murderer.
Oh, yes. That was so good.
You guys, I don't watch any of that. I've never seen Making a Murderer. I've never seen anything like that. Yeah.
Boy, do you have a fun weekend planned ahead of you.
Oh, watch that stuff. And the series will premiere on January 15th, so just around the
corner. Have internet by then, hopefully.
Yes, this is exciting. Well, my crush from forever, Brad Pitt, says, you know what? It's gotten even crazier now. The paparazzi is following me, but why?
I'm just like trash man. Fodder. I don't know. Because my disaster of a personal life, probably.
Most likely a very exciting personal life.
That was he and Leonardo DiCaprio going back and forth. Apparently, they're like best friends now, and I think it's awesome. So it's like the hottest best friends that ever existed in the entire world. Moving on to Lizzo, who says she is quitting Twitter forever.
You know, I just took a DNA test, and turns out I quit Twitter. I'm off it. All social media is not created equal. I used to go on Twitter, and I used to love being on Twitter because I could connect to you guys, not to mention spreading my own positive affirmations, even on days when I'm depressed, or even when days when the people on the internet were harassing me or trying to cancel me, which nobody can cancel me, bitch. So try harder, bitch. You never will, bitch. Cancel yourself.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
So, good girl. She says she's tired of all the negativity. She's just not gonna do it. She's not gonna deal with the trolls anymore. Peace.
Her and Cardi B going off on people is the best thing that I've ever heard. Hey, you can check out the tea. Just text JAM, J-A-M to 52140. We put it up later on the show at joeandmackenzie.com.